met ons bekende service bij zingen nummer 391. When morning lights the eastern skies, O Lord, thy mercy show. And thee alone may hope relies, let me thy kindness know. Number 391. First, we read to you the law of God. God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bonds. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and show mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy works. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no manner of work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Further, we will read to you from God's holy word, the prophet Malachi, the fourth chapter. Malachi 4. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, says the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with a statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. This far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord, let it not be evil in thy holy sight that we draw in this morning hour of this beautiful Sabbath day to thy throne of grace. We are still without children in the land of living. We are not cast away, but we have that privilege, that great privilege, also in this morning to come to this house of worship, to hear thy word, and to commemorate the death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ. We have no words, Lord, to explain it. So poor in ourselves. But the only thing that we ask of thee, to bring us graciously where we not can bring ourselves, that we become nothing in ourselves, and that Christ also in this day and in this morning be all and in all. And that is now salvation. That is now what we need. Young and old, great and small, as travelers to that great and ever-ending eternity, that at one-sided work, out of free and sovereign grace and love, be glorified in our heart and in our midst. Thou knowest, Lord, perfectly, better than that we know it, our state and our condition, and all that we need. And we can well use many words, but we read in thy holy word about a woman. She had not so many words, but she only said, Lord, help me. And one of thy dear disciples walking on the water, but sinking down, Lord, save me. Oh, that it was in truth and uprightness that we need thee. We can do nothing of ourselves in our own strength, and we are so empty and so wretched. No desire, nothing at all to be found in us. But oh, look unto us in Christ, in his blood, in his righteousness, and be as a surprising God for us. Out of free and sovereign grace, gladden the hearts of thy people, that they receive freedom and liberty, and that they lose everything of himself and gain Christ. That they receive the desire of their heart in this morning to see the King in his beauty, but also to receive him as their portion for time and for eternity. And then there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. And then, if that is experienced personally, with consciousness of ourselves, then there shall also be room and place for that language. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? O Lord, remember us and gladden our hearts in this day, because thou knowest everything what we need in this misek and in this wilderness. A wilderness in the world, a wilderness in the church, and a wilderness in our heart. Look upon us in mercy and in compassion, and cover those that are resting upon false grounds, that they not lay their hands on the bread, and that they not take the wine. But, Lord, that there was in their heart a little prayer to deliver them from all those false foundations and to build them upon that only foundation which is only firm and unmovable, Christ Jesus and him crucified. Remember the whole congregation. Oh, that it makes an impression in the hearts of all the unconverted, amongst the older ones and the children. Oh, that it was not always in vain. But, Lord, remember them in this Sabbath day, and that our coming to this place and serving the church, that it was not all void, but that this one and that one was born in Zion. Remember those that cannot gather with us. Remember those that are sick in hospitals, institutions, in bereavement, in the war, in the service. We commend them all at thy throne. Supply the needs and the wants, also those of thy people that cannot gather with us. Remember them also in mercy. Visit them, laying in their bed or in their chair. Remember them in mercy. Speak to their soul. All thy servants everywhere, we commend them also at thy throne, with all the congregations. Bless thy word also among the heathens and that Jewish people, and help also us in this Sabbath day. Thou knowest it is always a mountain, and we cannot look over it. But, oh Lord, give words and matters, and that we in all simplicity and in the fear of the Lord perform all those labors in this day, and that we experience that thy hand will help us as thou hast done as a faithful God for so many, many years already. Be with our own congregation in reading thy word in this day, Lord, bless them also. And where this church is disappointed again by the tidings that they have received of that ministry which they have called, that he had no freedom to leave his own congregation. Oh, Lord, that the time may arrive that his people may see their own shepherd and leader. There is nothing too wonderful for thee. Hear us, Lord, visit us with the pardoning of all our sins and all our transgressions, us and our children. For Christ's sake only, amen. We sing now 319, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Your offering will now be taken. 319. Let all his servants tell abroad the never failing grace of God. And what follows, number 319. Congregation. My text for this morning is by renewal by the prophet Malachi, the fourth chapter, the second verse, the first part. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of righteousness arise. This far. We have heard already with few words in what time that prophecy was given to the church. Everything was confused and perplexed. In the second place, the kind of people for whom the promise was unto you that fear my name. We have mentioned in the connection of this text that the Lord himself, that he speaks about his people as a people that fear his name. We have some examples in the Bible that have freedom to declare that of himself. The first of whom we read that in the Bible, that is Jacob, where we find of him in the 31st chapter, except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac has been with me. Dus Jacob, he swear there by the fear of his father Isaac. And we read of Joseph, that he said, this do and live, for I fear God. And then we find that also in the Bible of Nehemiah, because he said in the 5th chapter, but so did not I, because of the fear of God. But I mentioned to you Friday evening, that was of course in regard how that a child of God, many of most of the times, are feeling for himself in what a condition they are. In general, amongst God's people, there is two kinds. There is some that believe that the fear of the Lord is in their heart. And that is, of course, after that assurance that the Lord had given in the soul of that grace that he had glorified. Because there is always a great difference between concerned and established people. Even, of course, when God's child is concerned, then they can have moments that it is so easy in their heart as that it is with God's established people. Moments. They can have moments that if they even have to die, that they could die. I told you sometime from this pulpit that when you would place now here a big vessel or a little glass, and it is both full, then there is no emptiness in that vessel as well as in that little cup of glass, right? David, he said once, because even what that meant was not every day, no. David, he said that once in Psalm 36, I think, my cup runs over. And if that cup runs over, then it is easy in sight. How easy? How easy that the devil have to say nothing, that the world have to say nothing, that our flesh lay under it. God's people that have those moments, they slander our religion and our preaching so many times outside and maybe inside too. Because, oh yeah, every kind of people is in the church too. But then they say it is always so down. And it is always so in the pit. And it is always condemnation. No. There's really a lie. There's really a lie. That it is most of the time in the pit, the cause is here. Not on the side of the Lord, no. But it is not always the same, no. There are moments for God's people that the Lord is so friendly and so good and so merciful to them, and that he comes so close to them, so close, that they can say to the Lord everything what is in their heart. And that there is really, that there is such a love in the soul, that they with freedom and with liberty, that they say with David, I love thee, I love thee. Same as a little child that runs to his father and his mother, and at some time is saying, I love you, I love you. So, with a child of God, there are times, people, for our imagination, all that the Lord is doing, that's wrong. That is wrong. We have those times or less in our life. And what is coming up, if I have to explain that to you, yeah, then we have no dinner this afternoon and no supper this evening. Then we could just stay here. To bring that is all out. And maybe some that would say, do it, Amen. Stay them as. Maybe, 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 I hear no something that I can lay my hand upon it. Because the explaining of the word of God, that is well nice. And you have that, of course, every Sunday afternoon at Sunday school, but God's people that need so much explaining of their heart, what happens inside. Because there's all the time, people, contradictions. Yeah. And voices that cannot be. That cannot be. And then they say, boy, you can well make the conclusion. You are standing outside. Outside. No part and no lot in it. And the older we become, people, the heavier our life. It has happened in the Netherlands, in some place years ago, with a father and a boy. They were both in a boat, and they were already in the harbor. But they stayed at night in that boat to sleep there. And then in that night there came so storm, an awful storm, that the water came in that boat and that that boat sunk and that they both died. This, that, I hope you can follow it, what I mean to say to you. Even in the harbor, and then drowned. And of course the word of God that speaks about people that come near to the kingdom of heaven, close to it, and still to hear one day I have never known you. And an hypocrite is not afraid of it, no. An hypocrite is not afraid of it, but a poor child of God. And that takes everything to himself. If they read that in a certain book or they heard that, then there is immediately, there is not 1 minute in between. Not 1 minute in between. And then they say, that is you. That is you. Or not. Oh, you have people that lay are so many years behind me. So many years. And I know it. I know it. But unto you that fear my name, there is some that believe it, and that they say, really, I cannot deny what the Lord has done to my soul. And that there came a time as with Ruth and a time as with Moses, that the world has fallen away from me, and that the Lord there is communion, that received the highest place in my heart. There is other people in the church that hope that the fear of the Lord is in their heart. Hope. But there is only this morning, people, one point that I will explain to you. I hope to go further with that text, but it is of course not a little while this morning that we have an opportunity to preach. There is one thing that I will emphasize before, that I will serve the communion table. And I will lay that now in your midst this morning for everybody, young and old, great and small, to serve your heart. Because you need it. Once, as okay, years ago, of course, once, then there came in one of my churches as a boy, through the aisle, crying, 70 years or 16 about, meeting communion day, asking whether there was a place for him. And I say, you fear the Lord, you have love of God in your heart. He said, I hope. From that I was 13 years old. He's still an elder now in one of our churches. This, oh, is that now is to place this morning here, I have no objection. No. I have no objection. And I think that consistently I have no objection. Hey? If it is this was true and upright. Oh, then they would say, oh, come. There is room. If that is what happens. Yeah, there may be the talk in Passaic and in Clifton and in Patterson about it. They say, oh, one boy, one girl, so young, that came there to the communion table. And there was so much impression that so many people burst out in tears, if it is the true work of the Lord. But now you would say, what is now the point, men, that you now will explain to me, to us this morning? Oh, I thought that over last night. when I was alone. Uncharacteristic of the fear of God in our heart. And that is that we dare not to neglect what the Lord has commanded in His Word, flowing out of the love towards God in our soul. But unto you that fear my name, there is in the heart of all that people that the Lord had regenerated an awe and reverence for the Most High. If that is not in our heart, then we are dead, totally dead in trespasses and sin. In the words that they speak, in the prayers that they send up, you can realize it. Sounds different as of an hypocrite. There is something in it that nobody can ever lay in it. Because the Lord had laid that awe and that reverence in the heart. In the second place, there is in the heart of that people a high respect for the Most High. Take the shoes from your feet, because the place where you are standing, that is holy ground. They are realizing that the Lord is infinitely high above them, that they are nothing as dust and ashes. And there is a desire to walk in the ways of the Lord. David, he said, Lord, thou hast commanded to walk in thy ways. Oh, that thou directest my steps to walk in thy precepts. The fear of the Lord. And what is now what the Lord had commanded in his word? That is to obey him. A child that will obey his father and his mother. It happens not always. No. It happens not always. But when they come and a moment to their own, to the right mind, then they say, there is no one in the world that they care for me as my father or my mother. I have a place in their heart. They will help me in everything. I will obey him. I will fear him. I will perform what they commanded me. Sometime, yeah, I have maybe not a good word in my mind, but when they have a moment in their life that their heart is soft and they remember what their parents have done for them, and there is nothing in the way, let me say it so, that there is nothing in the way. Then they would say, Dad, Mother, can I do something for you? And then they are glad that they can do something for their parents. Because they love them. saint now, dear Pastor John? Because that is so wonderful in the Word of God that is all the same thing and all one. Then that apostle said, and his commandments are not heavy. They are not a burden. No. And when the Lord at last tried, said David, then I walk in the ways of thy precepts. That is the desire. That is that love that is in the heart. Now Christ commanded when he died in the last night in which he was betrayed. He said, do this in remembrance of me. And now of course, congregation, of course, I tell you, here in sight, there are so many objections. So many objections. If we know ourselves, then we know everybody. And then you know that your adversary, he goes always around to devour you. Or sometimes one thought, and that ruined the whole rest of the night. One thought, huh? Oh, yeah. It is awful, people. It is awful. And one thing that ruined us entirely, and especially when it must become the Lord's Supper again, there's also such times than it is that the devil is somehow broken loose. If it is not outside, then it is inside. And if it is inside, not inside, then it is outside. Because he is a devourer and a destructor, and that become never different. Never. We shall never can live in peace with the devil. Never. He is always busy to devour and always busy to ruin. But now the point to whom shall we listen now? To whom shall we listen? Christ commanded his disciples, do this in remembering of me. He gave his life for the sins of his people. He made a trip from heaven to hell to satisfy the justice of his Father. To pay for all the sins and for all the iniquities for his people. He bowed so deep to the bottom of hell to take from that bottom his people and to bring them back into that sweet communion with God. And if now a little is revealed to us, explain to our heart what he has done for people that can do nothing else than what is evil in God's sight. We cannot do not a little prayer that is perfect. No. Oh, I dare to say everything to you. And I would maybe not edify the pulpit if I would say everything to you. No. Because it is awful. I shall only mention three things to you. And raise them up, be with content with it. Content. The depth of my heart. the depth of sin and the depth of the devil. And if that now comes together, there is no end to it, people. David, he said, a stream of iniquities. A stream. I hope you can follow it, people, but sometime we have about upon one thought enough for a weekend or 14 days to go silent over the world. Really? Because sin that is an abomination in the sight of God, and sin that is worse than hell, but now Christ, he has done for his people everything. I have treasured the very flesh only, and not one of the nations was with. He has given his blood. He has given his life for enemies. Christ died for us when we were enemies. And oh, my dear people, if there now no one desire was left here, one desire. But if there ever is one desire and comes from him, then it comes from him. Because there is nothing. So is that people feeling himself time and again here in the world. And now Christ, what he has done for his people and what he is doing, because he is at the right hand of his Father, that great intercessor, and he applies what he has merited. I cannot count it my hand to reach it. And to take it? No. But saved by grace. And now the word grace, people, that is a word that cost our whole life to learn, the contents of it. Our whole life. If you have 30, 50 years and more on the way of heaven, then you still have to ask that the Lord instruct you about it. And now we have our strange thoughts in our days, in our life, that we thought I had learned something of it. But then I come again to the realization, no. There is more involved in it, more. And I have to bow deeper and deeper and deeper. And before the gates of heaven, then God's children, they receive the last lesson about grace. The last lesson. When he cut us off in everything, and that I have nothing else as empty hands and empty hearts, and everything empty, but leaning only upon him. This unto you that fear my name. If now the fear of the Lord is in our heart, then we are willing. Then our heart is inclined to walk in the ways of God's precepts. That woman, she said, perish then and I perish. But then the fear of the Lord must be in your heart. And now, is Baal God serve him? And if the Lord is God, serve him then in this moment. Yes, me, O God, we sing that now, and plead my cause against a godless race, from men deceitful and unjust, Deliver in thy grace, deliver in thy grace. 319. It is number 119, the first and the second stanza. 119, the first and the second stanza.
Many times. But it's necessary.
But happy if he sell it for satisfying the little too.
Long before, and we are there. And I did not report for everybody involved. We are not totally nothing. It was never anything, and it is nothing, and it shall never become anything. And I was to agree with it, and to glad it. Yeah, I gave up the rules. It is a future offense. That is how we meet. Oh, yes, something I forget, well, something, but... Oh, did not be upset, that was it. Yeah, something it has upset me, I forget so bad. But it had to look at me, was just here to see something. Oh, yeah, we know nothing about everything happy or be, of course, dear. You know it. The cup of blessing which we bless, that angel can do with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. During all of it,
and if he one minute, one
second the Lord himself comes, then it must eternally come. But he said, I take you up, I care. And then he showed his 19, that he speaks about the people of Israel, that he had, they had kept them out of Egypt. He brought them out of the land, the land of them, out of them. He brings them through the rivers, because they do not let them on step. But the whole way of Christ, that is to the salvation of the people. And when he was in, when he came here in the world, there in the 8th day that he was circumcised, then the open door and he had fountain of his breath in his blood. And later on that let the blood that was blown up out of his blood. And that no garret had to hold that was all blood. And that is not a true way for blessing. Black himself, black himself. But that blood. And now the best mark and proof that he has spirit in your life, that is a first after blood. After the blood of Christ. To justify, to sanctify, to mortify. And soon to glory. Oh, I hope that they have something of the attitude. And that tomorrow or today you could say, oh, it was good to see. Because the Lord has remembered me faithfully. Oh, if we take it up for the Lord, the Lord take it up for us. Better that you deny it. And maybe there is now nothing, maybe tonight there is something. And maybe at this day nothing that you say to me tonight to make you get better. There is no rest in the world that is the whole world aside. But maybe tomorrow. Peter is in us, he said, before out of heaven. But we always shall receive something. Oh, no. The Lord is so merciful to people that I love. To pour the message around them creatures. And we now sing together. Out of 400 praise be the Lord for it is good. To sing unto our God. This right and God is saying to them, praise the Lord. The Lord our God will God is first. He speaks to one that himself. He buys the wounds and yet heals the broken heart of God. Number 403, the first step.
Beloved in the Lord, since the Lord has now fed our souls at this table, let us therefore jointly praise his holy name with thanksgiving, and everyone say in his heart thus, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thy iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He has not dealt us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. Who has not spared his own son, but delivered him up for us all, and given us all things with him. Therefore God commendeth therewith his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified in his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled we shall be saved by his life. Therefore shall my mouth and heart show forth the praise of the Lord from this time forth forevermore. Amen. Let us now close with thanksgiving. O Almighty, merciful God and Father, we render thee most humble and hearty thanks that thou hast of thine infinite mercy given us through thy only Son, for a mediator and a sacrifice for our sins, and to be our meat and drink unto life eternal, and that thou givest us lively faith, whereby we are made partakers of such great benefits. Thou hast also been pleased that thy beloved Son Jesus Christ should institute and ordain this holy supper. For the confirmation of the same, grant we beseech thee, O faithful God and Father, that through the operation of thy Holy Spirit, the commemoration of the death of his, our Lord Jesus Christ, may tend to the daily increase of our faith and save in fellowship with him through Jesus Christ, thy Son, in whose name we conclude our prayers, our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth that is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I have to announce that Reverend Westreet has declined to call to you. Dear brothers, the time has arrived that I must give you my decision on the call you sent me. Maybe this decision is disappointing for you and the congregation, but I am not loose from my congregation and consequently I have to decline the call. Maybe the circumstances in your land are different from those here in Holland. Still, I believe there is a longing for the priest's word also in connection with the rising generation. The Lord, the King of the Church, remember you and fulfill all your desire. This is my hearty wish and prayer for you. The Lord who rules over all, remember the congregations in America and ours here in Holland, that we may bear one another's burdens in prayer. Hearty greetings and be commended unto God, Reverend J.C. Westreet. Tomorrow evening I hope to preach in People's Park and Tuesday in Franklin Lake, both in English. We close now with second salt stanza of 402. Our Lord is great, he calls by name and counts the stars of night. Number 403, the second stanza. Receive now the blessing of the Lord. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.